Good evening, everybody. Hope you are well. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 19th of October, 2023. Now, I don't think it's wrong to say we have had a storm come through over the last couple of days. And I always like to check in with you guys and make sure you are okay and had no damage. We've been quite lucky here. Our neighbour's area on the roof is broken and is hanging off on the roof. And we had actually had a tree down the end of the road that came down on top of someone's car. But I haven't been to the allotment actually, but here at home, we have been pretty successful at avoiding damage, and I hope that goes the same for all of you out there as well. Please do feel free to reach out and let us know that you are okay or if anything has happened, and we'll see if we can help anybody out. Now, tonight I have got a bit of a slight tweak that I'm making to the podcasts. I'm always looking at trying how to improve all the podcasts, both for what I give to you. I've not been happy with the Supporters Club podcast for a while, but also the main podcast. So tonight, what I'm trying out is to see if I can actually make an idea I had when I was editing Monday's podcast work. So what we're going to do, first of all, let's start off, as I always do on a Thursday, with my tasks for the weekend. For this, I went out into the garden to see what we can find to do out there. Well, I've just stepped out into my back garden and I'm just going to run through and see if there's anything that we can do this weekend. Now, as you no doubt know, we had some strong wet weather come through last night, storm, whatever it's called, and we got away quite lightly, I'll be fair, but there might be a few things as we walk around that pop up that I can see need doing. Now, first of all, chickens, they are absolutely fine. I've just given them a small cabbage to munch on, which they seem quite happy with. So we've got nothing really to do with those except the usual, give them a good clean and a bit of a maintenance. As we make our way further down the garden, actually behind the chickens we've got some brambles we need to remove, so that might be something we can do this weekend. Now, next to the chickens is what I call my nursery area. I've spoken about this on the podcast a bit lately, where we're going to be building into a nice nursery area over the winter to start plants off and what have you. And I've got quite a few plants here. I've got peach tree, I can't think what this is called now, Szechuan pepper tree, that's it, as well as a few other little seedlings. In fact, some broad beans and some sweet peas I sowed over the last couple of weeks are starting to germinate as well. And in fact, looking down towards the back, some strawberry runners, they are potted up, they probably need sorting out. So that's something we can do in the greenhouse over the weekend, because I believe we're going to get a bit of rain this weekend. Now, into the actual veg patch area, something we did this year, as you have heard, is build a couple of beds, one with no sides, which worked, but I wasn't happy with it. Looking around, we've still got nasturtiums growing in this area, but I think I've got enough wood to build a new bed just there. So that might be something we can do this weekend as well. I have got a mission on the live show to build some new beds. The straw bale garden, not much going on there. The straw bales, not bothering with that again, didn't really work for me. So we ventured down into the four original beds. So the one that I had squashes growing in, that's becoming our brassica bed. We got a few cabbages and kale planted into that. That looks okay. We've got a few courgettes we can still harvest, as well as a few pumpkins that are looking like they're pretty good. The odd one, this is where I had onions and garlic and leeks and parsnips. I could do a bit of weed and a bit of harvest of some of the mustard leaves. Maybe even a few leeks. They look like they are pretty ready, actually. Leeks here have done really, really well, I've got to say. So that could be harvested. Some nasturtiums still growing in there as well, which are doing great. What was the brassica bed? It still is the brassica bed, the original one for this year. We've got plenty of Brussels sprouts that actually need harvesting, as well as a few cabbages.
And purple sprout and broccoli, that'll stay there till next year anyway. So that'll probably be the same. Into the bed next to it, the chard is there, Swiss chard, that's grown well. That was from the supporters pack, the yellow canary. Needs a good weed, so that might be something we do this weekend. Garlic has started to show itself, that's the Casablanca, although the, what's the other variety, Rhapsody White hasn't shown itself just yet, but that's something else. What else have we got planted in there? Elephant garlic as well, that's not showing any signs, but that just needs a really good weed. We're going to get some more onion sets in there as well, so that's something we could do this weekend. Now we're going to venture through into the veggie pod garden. That's a bit difficult to get to, the brambles are getting in the way. These are a thornless blackberry that I have growing here. That needs a prune, so that's something we can also do at the weekend. I quite like doing this, I gotta say, just running through talking about what we could do. Into the veggie pod garden. Now, veggie pods are doing very, very well at the moment. So the herb one, the lid's actually just started to come off on that. The wind's, we've got plenty of herbs. I think that's doing okay. Well, we don't have to worry too much about that. The salad one, salad leaves are growing nicely. They seem to be doing pretty good. And the chard is working well. Yeah, don't think we need to worry too much about that just yet. And then the large ones, what have we got in here? We've still got plenty of beetroot and carrots in this one, so, and celery actually, so we've got plenty of food still growing in there. We might be able to fit in a few Swiss chard or something just to make a bit more space, so that could work out quite nicely there. Now all this does depend, of course, on the weather for this weekend, because it does look like we're going to have a bit of rain. In fact, I just came down to the behind the veggie pod garden and into the, what do we call this, the balcony garden, that's it. Now I've got five trees that were brought red bare rooted from a bargain place. They're actually putting on leaves, that three of them are definitely putting on leaves. Are they going to be strong enough to get through the winter? They're going to need to go into bigger pots to be certain. The other two, they're showing signs of life. I think they might have to go into the greenhouse just to encourage them or give them a best chance. Inside the shed, of course, we could be sorting out our seeds a bit more. And in fact, I'm going to be making a seed sowing plan for next year. So that's something else we could be doing too. And then into the greenhouse, of course. Let's head down to the greenhouse and actually stand in there. We could, of course, be doing sowing a few more seeds. We're going to be sowing Celtis at the weekend. See how it goes. Just looking at my chilies in here, they're starting to flower since I've moved them in here. That's good. That's very good. So is the aubergines, actually. That's really good. Just goes to show you, the greenhouse makes all the difference. I know not everybody does have a greenhouse, but I think they are well worth it. Tomatoes in here are still producing, but I do think they're going to be coming to an end. So we might have to come in here and get rid of the tomatoes at the weekend. Sowing seeds, of course. We've got some onions that need pricking out. That's something we can do at the weekend. But what seeds could we sow? Celtis, of course. We're going to sow broad beans a little bit later on today. Possibly even some chili seeds and lettuce, spring onions and things like that, just to keep everything going. So there we go, that's giving us an idea of what we can be doing this weekend here at home. Now down on the allotment, it all depends on the weather. We could head on down there and just do a bit of weeding, I think, is all I really plan to do down there. But it does all depend on the weather. Although, of course, the greenhouse does need a good tidy up, so that can be something we do if the weather is as bad as what it's predicting. Right, guys, back to the podding shed.
So there we go, that was the first segment that came from my garden here at home. Now I did say during that I don't know what we're going to be able to do on the allotment. I haven't been able to go down to the allotment to see what needs to be done. But also, you know, it is going to be, or it is predicted to be, a very wet weekend, so I may not actually be able to get down to the allotment much. That's okay, some weekends are going to be like that throughout the winter months. We might pop down there and do a little bit of work, but we cannot do a huge amount. The allotment will always be there. We've got to put our health before anything. Now, I have to say, I haven't scripted anything or made a plan for tonight's podcast, so this is very much off the hoof. I know sometimes you may not realise that I try and plan things, I do, but yeah, this is a bit off the hoof, and I hope it's working out okay with this new attempt at the format. Now, obviously, we have seeds that we sow each month, and one of the seeds that I sowed today is the broad bean seeds from this month's gift pack. So I've recorded that in the greenhouse.
Well, you find me in the greenhouse, and that's because we're going to be sowing some broad beans. Now, I always grow my broad beans over winter. And the reason that I like to do that is, well, there's several reasons. One, it feels like the allotment or the vegetable garden is still producing, still growing something over the winter months when nothing else is really growing. The second reason that I like to sow broad beans is, well, we don't bother so much with spring broad beans because I like broad beans, my wife isn't so clean, so we don't need a huge amount of broad beans, and these overwintered ones just give us just the right amount. And the third reason, and for me this is the big reason that we sow broad beans over winter, is the fact that, well, basically you get less black fly problems when it comes to growing them over winter. Black fly tends to attack our broad beans in June, July time, and it's an aphid problem. So by growing them over winter, you harvest the broad beans before the black fly really becomes a problem. So it makes more sense. Now, broad beans are pretty hardy plants, especially these Aqua Dolce Claudia that I have sent out this month. They are pretty hardy. They will tolerate some pretty cold weather. Last year we did lose quite a few because it did get pretty cold down here and they weren't protected very well. But on a whole, they seem to do quite well. Well, what I will be doing is actually sowing these into my root trainers. And I've just filled the root trainers up with multi-purpose compost. And I'm just going to drop a single seed in each root trainer and then cover it over about 2.5 centimetres with some more compost. And then I'm going to leave those in this greenhouse to germinate. Now, the good thing with root trainers is that they are easy to plant out. We just simply open a book up, and when they are germinated and growing, dip a hole and drop the plants back in. Now, you could actually sow these directly where you want them to grow, no problem with that. You could sow them in a greenhouse if you so wanted, in pots or in the beds, but just be prepared that they will be in the beds for quite a while and take over. But you get the idea. You don't have to do them exactly how I'm doing them, just how I do them works for me. So what we got to remember, these will tolerate temperatures to about -5. When we start getting down to sort of zeros, I like to cover our broad beans over with a bit of EnviroMesh just to be on the safe side. I didn't do that last year. That way we can just keep them a little bit warmer. They will, like I say, they will grow quite well until December, and then they'll just slow down a bit till February, and then they will suddenly spread up in growth. Now, because these are a legume, they will put nitrogen into the soil, so that's going to work for us as well. They are a bean, of course, but ultimately they're going to carry on, they're going to produce, they're going to grow, not need a huge amount of care, don't even need much watering because it's generally pretty moist around that time. But once they have germinated, once they are growing, about May next year, I would expect to see flowers, which of course means that we can then expect to see beans. And the thing with beans is it's always good to pick them when they are young. I find they're more flavourful, less gritty and easier to digest. So pick them when they're young, when you can just fill them in the pods is what I advise with those. As easy as that. Now, it is possible, of course, to eat the tips of the broad bean plants themselves if you feel you need to pinch them out. I personally don't bother with that, but that's something to think about as well as an extra piece of food. There's several people out there that do it as a second thought. Anyway, you get the idea. Easy to sow, easy to grow, and a nice large size. Just give them a bit of protection. What I've done in past years, actually, I've sown them between now and mid-December. And when I've sown them directly in the ground, I've actually covered them with a plastic bottle that I've cut the bottom of and just stuck over to act as a mini greenhouse, just to give them a little bit more protection. That worked really, really well. I left them in that plastic bottle right up till about February before I took the bottle off, just to show how good they can really be. They'll grow at their own rate, so don't worry too much about that, and they pretty much just leave it to their own devices. So you get the idea. Right, back to the podding shed.
So there we go, broad beans are sown. It should give us plenty of broad beans in maybe May, June time next year, which I'm looking forward to. We have quite a few different broad beans that we tend to grow, so yeah, 15 I think there was seeds in the packets. That should give us all plenty to get through. Let us know how you get on with them as well. Right, well, this is the end of tonight's podcast, and I will be back on Sunday. I've got a live show to prep on Sunday, of course, where we're talking about indoor gardening, indoor vegetable gardening. So plenty of discussions going on with that on Sunday. And of course, on Sunday, I'll be sowing the Celtis, as well as something I will talk about too. You take care. As I said, if you have survived the storm, okay, great. But if you have had any damage or anything, please do feel free to reach out. And I will be back again next Sunday. So until then, please take care.